ball downfield, and a wide open reach. It's dropped!
And here we are, Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip.
You got the dog.
Bo.
Rough week. Rough week. I guess some silver lining, like you were saying, I guess today, Kevin Cash got announced as
manager
of the year.
Saw that coming. Good job.
Did you?
Great.
Yep. Great call in the...
great job.
Nope.
Not a great call, great job.
Great call in great, the series.
Well, it's throughout the season. So if you
I
look
understand.
At throughout the season, you did a great job.
Well, it was also a shortened season. But anyways, congrats to him.
Big ups. I think, is he the first Ray to get...
No, Joe Madden got it. 2008.
Oh.
I think Joe Madden got it again, too, in like 12.
So we have three Manager of the Year awards you're thinking for the Rays?
Should look it up since, you know, we're just sitting here talking, looking
just
at each other.
Sitting here talking, looking at each other. Well, we
can we talk about the Bucks?
Did you see the practice that the Bucks and the Saints got together and did that little scrimmage thing? They were practicing all their plays and stuff because that wasn't a real game. I'm telling you right now.
What do you call it?
I don't want to. I mean, there's limited I really want to talk about this game because it's extremely frustrating. Even you guys have heard me on this podcast say it over and over and over. I hate the prevent defense. I hate watching people march down the field, and I'm listening to the announcer saying, Greg Williams having a field day. Prevent defense all day.
Was that their backup tight end that was just catching everything?
That just caught, yeah, well, everybody caught everything for them. Our guys couldn't catch a cold.
What frustrated you guys the most about watching this game?
Frustrated me the most.
Frustrated you the most?
Our defense, man. Our defense just looked like it was behind the eight ball on every single play. And I've never seen...
What was so wrong about it?
What was wrong about it?
Tell me.
We didn't blitz enough, in my opinion.
We didn't blitz enough.
I'm going to say the punter didn't punt far enough. We did not change the field at all.
I don't think we solved the second half of the other half of the field for like the first quarter and a half.
No, I'm definitely going to say the offensive line. Every time we got the ball... The offensive line just broke down immediately. I don't know if it was because of Marpet not being there or what.
Yeah, no,
but
we definitely couldn't get anything going. Punt, interception.
Yeah, no, it was horrible. Yeah.
My thing?
What?
The whole fucking team. The whole team did not change from the week before.
Yeah,
it's one thing if you have a game like that, but to have back-to-back games where you have this zone coverage and you're playing 10, 15 yards off each guy, and all they're doing is turning around and catching the ball, running quick.
Which they're known for.
And that's the thing, is you never saw anything change. Yeah. And I've been hearing the guy is Michael Clayton talking, saying, you know, you guys don't know what it's like to coach. I'm sorry, we're not players, we don't know that. But they've gotten out-coached the past 2 weeks. They are not ready, they're not prepped, they're not ready to go. To me, they almost won this division when they were 6-2.
We almost lost to the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's no bounce back. If anything, we're bounced, but now we're four steps back behind of where we should be.
38-3.
It doesn't matter what the score is. The score could have been 56-0, and it's still the same. If it's the same performance.
38-3 is brutal enough.
Doesn't matter if it was four more touchdowns or four. It could have been 10-0 if they still played like that. It's still the same result.
Was it two interceptions by Brady?
It could have been five.
He threw three.
Was it three?
Yeah.
It was a total of three. Well, one is.
How many net rushing yards they had? Nine yards.
On five attemps.
That's not even they a had, first down.
What was it? The first four drives were all 3-0.
Why didn't someone slap Byron Leftwich in the mouth and tell him, get back to the run game?
But before it was 14-0, it was just die hard, let's get AB the ball. AB, to me, should not play in that game. He should not have played that game.
I don't agree with that. I know he only got
He had. You know what he had? He had one walkthrough, and he had a soft practice because it was a shortened week from the Monday night game.
Do you know the first quarter was so bad that I actually said to myself, I'm looking forward to the second quarter so at least we can go with the wind. I mean, literally. Yeah. And it did still nothing.
Wind, hurricane, tropical storm, ETA, or ETA, whatever the frick that thing's name is, doesn't matter. We got it put to us this week.
He told me this morning that he was a little bit... He was still a little hurt.
I haven't said anything since that, but it just blows my mind how you guys, they have the talent. It's there. It's not the players.
Yeah.
What are the coaches doing in between weeks to make sure these guys are ready to face on a new challenge? Because now you got Teddy Bridgewater, who gave us a run for our money last game.
With or without Christian McCaffrey,
it doesn't matter. These guys put up a fight and almost beat the Chiefs. They without CMC.
Yeah.
Or no, they did have Christian McCaffrey. That was his first game back. But
he didn't.
We
really
played the Chiefs, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I know.
2 weeks.
Yeah. No.
This could get really ugly really fast if these guys don't wake up.
3 weeks. Is it? We got the Panthers, and we have the Rams.
Rams,
Monday night,
yes.
And then we got then the Chiefs at 425.
It's all about the Panthers. It's the only thing they can think about because I think they're getting ahead of themselves.
And then we're at, like, Atlanta 2 out of the last 3 games of the year. I mean, then they're not exactly chumps right now.
And don't sleep on the Vikings. They got a great run game.
And the who?
The Vikings.
Every team right now in our way is going to be a tough battle. There's no more walkovers. No. Our walkovers are done if we even have any. We beat this.
I mean, even last night, the Jets weren't so much walkover. I mean, Cam barely pulled that out.
What do you think the most dominant win this season is?
For us?
The Green Bay game, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Green Bay game. 10.
Even though we can't.
Green Bay, and then you could throw in, say, the Raiders game. We kind of manhandled them a little bit.
We did.
Well, you know the Raiders have won 4 of the last 5 right now?
Yeah.
So, they're, to me.
Green Bay is right there, too.
We could be easily 2-6 right now. I'm sorry. We could be that easy.
You mean 2? Oh, yeah.
We got beep buttons.
There's no beep nothing. There's no blocking assignments. Donovan Smith, you got to go.
Yeah, man. I said that 3-4 weeks ago, and you guys said they're just learning to play together.
Anybody should have picked up.
No. Don't. Okay. So week 1 when we played the Saints, he got embarrassed.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
Week 2 through week 5, he played pretty solid.
Look where Gronkowski or any tight end. I mean, they are next to him
for a reason.
92%
of the time.
2
tight end set on his side with
100%.
Cameron Brate.
Well, no. And we also put Marpet next to him to help him out. They're buddies. You know, they got drafted the same year. But at the same time, the guy is just so inconsistent. With Tom Brady.
You know, he's $14 million next year.
$14 million
next year.
I feel like
did we not do something during the trade?
We were trying to, but
I'm telling you. They were out there. Teams needed it. We could have gone to the Jets and taken their worst damn player.
I'd get rid of this.
I would take Tristan Wirfs. Throw him on left tackle and
you leave Tristan where he's at. You leave him where he's just molded that
but
position already.
When you got a right-handed quarterback, your biggest blind.
Yeah, but you put him. You can't just take a lineman and move him over. It doesn't happen like that.
Tackle.
I've seen him move plenty of players around. I mean, obviously the defense totally different. I mean, those players switch all the damn time.
The defense is now they know who's playing what spot. They'll go right after him if it's his new position.
Yeah,
they'll expose him.
I think Tom's gonna freak out and be.
Tom can freak out all he wants. He needs to learn how to throw that ball.
I'm gonna say for next year.
He holds on to it way too long.
He's gonna get his offensive line right as far as.
Well, the thing is who he's used to being able to have that time.
Well, these
but
routes.
We have one no joke. We have one player on the line that's really consistently not doing their job, and that's Smith, 76.
Yeah.
That's besides the point. If you look at these routes these guys are running, they're not even running separation routes anymore.
That's his blind side, bro. I mean,
how many bubble screens did we run? How many slants did we run that whole game?
Not enough. Maybe 3.
All we did was try and run verticals. We tried to run verticals and verticals and verticals.
Our first 4 possessions were 3 and out, 3 and out, 3
exactly.
And out, 2 interception.
There's no. All the other teams, they have players in motion, this, that, and the other. We're set. We're running straight verticals.
Yeah.
3 ride. Like, that's not going to do it.
The kicker for me
was Mike Evans
within 12 yards, and he overthrew Mike Evans. How do you overthrow Mike Evans within 12 yards? I don't.
That one must have got to it, man.
Hey, see, there it is.
That's my quarterback. Don't be talking shit about my quarterback.
Here we go.
All right.
So Bucks were that was. Yeah,
he's
that
allowed
was,
to have a shit
brutal.
Game.
He did. He
had a
okay,
shit game.
Well,
no,
we've that's been proven.
But no,
he's
then,
allowed
no, no,
to have
no,
that.
No, no, that's okay. You can have a shit game, but when you have a shit game and then have that, that's a different story. That's not it. His shit game was Monday night. That's a shit game.
I mean, he still threw for like two. You don't agree?
You guys weren't worried in that first half?
But it wasn't against the Giants? It wasn't really.
He went 29 for 42 for 260 with 2 touchdowns.
I don't know. To me, both games were shittier.
I mean, Gronk, he dropped, a touchdown in the end zone. I mean,
let me ask you this.
Everything that could have gone wrong the other night
went wrong.
Like,
before yesterday's game, were you more concerned about the offense or the defense of the Bucs?
The defense.
I agree. Dog?
I'm still on the special teams. But this guy, who suck up, he's proving me right, man. I mean, I trust the guy.
So
but
after yesterday's
teams,
game, who are you more concerned about?
The defense.
No, I feel like they're both right there. If you were to grade them,
if
you
we
know,
can't slow a team, if we can't slow a team down at all, we are not going to score that many points. We can score 25, 35 points just like that. But if we're letting up 38 to the Saints, what's Mahomes going to do? I mean, we're all playing this to go to one game, and
no,
that's going to be
the
team at the end.
You guys got
to
understand, it's even deeper than that. We've been playing the Saints twice a year, every year, for the past 20-something
years. Then why haven't we figured it out?
Guess who's been their coach for the past – guess who knows our whole roster year in and year out?
We have the same advantage.
Hats off.
We have the same advantage.
Can we give him a hats off?
He's an offensive coach. He's not even a defensive coach.
It doesn't matter.
No.
He sets him up right. Hats off to the guy. He has our number.
I agree. When you play a team so much,
we beat the Raiders. The Raiders beat the Saints. The Saints beat us. What does that mean?
Exactly. It's any given
Sunday.
Those Sundays suck. And this guy, Sean Payton, is – He's a good coach.
I thought he had COVID.
He did.
It wasn't even necessarily.
He
kind of
looks
like
Garth
Brooks.
It wasn't
necessarily him. I mean,
I don't know, man. They had Tyson Hill.
It wasn't trick play. We're running zone coverage.
Bro, Tyson Hill balled out. He had like five catches. He had like 70 yards.
What year
rushing.
Did he come in the league?
I think 11 or 12.
He just signed his second year.
Man. Guys, the guy he definitely showed out yesterday.
But
There's no doubt
about
that.
I mean? Like,
yeah,
I mean, you got to pay respect where it's due, and they just completely outplayed us. And that's a slap to Bruce Arians, slap to Tom, slap to Devin White, and all
slap
those
slap to all the fans.
We can only do so much, but to the fans the fans that did leave the game early, or the fans that turned the TV off early, slap in your face.
Because they came back.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It did to me, man, because every time I turned around,
your team plays once a week.
Another one.
I feel bad for Teddy Bridgewater.
I remember when we had Josh McClown and we played Baltimore. This was one of the worst losses I've ever seen. It was like 45-7 in the first half. Everyone's like, let's go to the strip club. I was like, fuck y'all, leave me alone. I sat in my chair, watched the rest of the game there.
And they
won. I think we only put up like 14 points or whatever it was.
But it was worth it.
No, I don't know. I just have to watch the game. You only get one a week.
Well, yeah, you can look at it that way.
And you only get 17, or actually only 16.
They look like Winston was still with us. I mean,
He tipped. He tipped the whole playbook, defensive scheme, everything that we're going to do.
It's still Winston.
So go back to the drawing board, Bruce, if you're listening.
Let's review some picks, because I don't think any of us did really good this time. So,
yeah, a lot of upsets, huh?
What is the scores right now? 3.5, 2-1?
Yeah.
3.5, 2-1.
I think dog
still the
this.
Grand Poobah. Do you?
I don't know.
No, you got more.
Green Bay, San Fran.
We all took Green Bay.
All right. Winners.
Chicken
Denver,
dinner.
Atlanta. Anybody take Atlanta?
Nope.
All right. Did anybody take Buffalo over Seattle?
I took Seattle.
I took the Bills.
You took the Bills? And I took the Bills? Nice. Chicago, Tennessee?
We all took Tennessee.
Okay, so
I think we all
Baltimore, Indy.
I think
everybody took Baltimore.
Hold on,
nope.
Bo took Baltimore.
You took Indy. Chip took Baltimore.
So I'm up right now. Carolina, KC.
You chose Carolina.
Yeah, right.
You did.
They almost won that one.
They did almost win. It was close. Let's see, Minnesota.
We all chose Minnesota.
Okay, good. Did we all take New York Giants?
Sean took New York. Ooh. We took Washington.
So Sean, Dog, and I are tied.
Shout out to the G-Man.
All right, Houston, Jax.
Yeah, you lost. You took Jacksonville.
So now Dog's one up.
Who did I take? Houston.
Yeah, Dog's one up.
Vegas, L.A.
Me and you chose Vegas.
Nice. Back to even with
Sean
Dog.
Sean chose it.
And you're still one down on us. All right. Pittsburgh, Dallas.
You chose Dallas.
No, that's a lie. Everybody took Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
Okay. Did everybody take
Arizona?
I should have took Miami.
I took Arizona.
Everyone took Arizona.
New Orleans, Tampa Bay. I don't want to talk about
that
one.
New Orleans.
Patriots, Jets.
I took the Jets.
So you and I tied. So it came down
to you got the point, Chip.
How?
Boom.
Because he's got 34. You got 30.
And
what was the final score?
Look at it. 30-27.
Yeah, and I chose 30. He chose 34. Patriots.
So I got more.
That's total points.
Yeah. I chose 30. They scored 30 last night.
Nice try, Bubba. That's a point.
That's a good try.
You said 34.
No, wait. So what is that? That's 4.5?
Yeah, it's your first win in 4 weeks, man.
All right, Lex, we got to get you to put in a ding, ding, ding winner sign right about
Frick!
Here. All right, let's go ahead and make our picks for next week, and then we'll go to a quick break, come back, and we'll have some fun.
Unreal.
Week 10, starting out Thursday night, Indy is going over to Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Can we go back to the – have they played yet?
I don't remember them playing.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's in Tennessee, man.
So who are you going with?
Tennessee's always good for one a year.
Okay, I'm going Indy.
I'm going Tennessee.
All right, Houston's going to Cleveland.
Houston, we have a problem.
Dog?
I'm going with the Browns.
So am I.
Going with the Browns.
That Washington football team's heading to Detroit.
Tie.
Delay of game.
I'm going with Detroit. Washington's fucking getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I'm going Detroit.
Oh, I wrote Washington for Chip.
That's good because I have to take Washington.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
See, Jacksonville or Green Bay? Green Bay.
No.
Come on.
Green Bay.
They got a rookie starting.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
You know what GB stands for?
This is a good game right here.
Philly at New York?
Yeah.
I'm going New York.
I'm going Philly.
Uh-huh.
Really?
You going with Chuck? Fuck Chuck.
I am going to go with the Giants.
All right.
Buck ball.
Okay, we already know. Tampa Bay.
I don't know the way they play.
Denver to the Raiders.
Oh.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Dang. See, this is when I should go against you guys, but I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Of course you are.
I should go with Denver, but I don't have a good feeling.
Chargers going to Miami.
Ooh, I'm taking Miami. So Miami's on a roll, man.
I'm going with Miami, too.
Oh, now you're on the Miami bandwagon?
I'm not on the bandwagon. It's just a smart pick.
Huh.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
There it is.
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
Buffalo going to Arizona. I'm going to the Bills. The Bills. The Bills.
That's going to be a fun game to watch, actually.
The Bills.
Josh Allen versus Lil Kyler.
Bills.
We heard you, Chip.
Bills.
You're going to get disqualified.
Winner.
I'm going to go with
Arizona with the upset.
Yeah, I'm going with Arizona.
Okay, thank you. There's a point for Chipper. Seattle at the Rams.
Oof.
Seattle.
I don't know, man. Seattle. I want to say Seattle, but
they got they got smacked in the same mouth we did.
No, they bounce
they
back
put,
a little
they put
bit.
Up points.
Yeah, Seattle.
They put up points.
Yeah, good point.
I'm going with Russ.
Okay.
I'm a big.
Who'd you go with? You got to say your picks, Bo.
I said Seattle.
Okay, cool.
I'm a big Niner fan this
49ers
week.
49ers going to the Saints.
I'm a big Niner fan. I'm going
so
Niners
mine.
All day.
Niner.
Niner.
No.
No, what?
I'm just saying no.
He's going 49ers, too.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just putting no.
Oh, he's going
for
New Orleans.
No. I'm just no.
Okay. Bengals heading to the Pittsburgh.
Roethlisberger's on COVID list. He can't practice all week.
Still Roethlisberger when he comes back. I'm sure they'll give him the miracle.
I don't know.
They're going to give him the miracle drug that all these other A-listers get.
Joe Burrow surpassed Andrew Luck for most yards in 8 games.
Good for him.
They have no D. I'm going
Steelers.
Yeah.
I guess.
Baltimore going to New England. Oh, boy, yeah, that right. Baltimore.
I was looking at the schedule,
mm-hmm.
And I looked at this game, and I was like, damn, that would have been a good game 5 years ago.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Even last year.
Exactly.
I'm going Baltimore.
And for Monday night's matchup, we have Minnesota Vikings going to the Chicago
Minnesota.
Bears.
The Bears have lost 4 straight, I think.
Yeah, they're falling apart. I think their last win was against us.
Their defense is pretty stout. It's at home. I'm going to go in Chicago. I'm going to say they're breaking it. They're breaking it.
How many points?
Going to be a total of 28.
28.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. That's probably Dalvin Cook's numbers.
I'm going to go.
Against the Bears defense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guy's an animal.
I'm going to go Chicago. And I'm going to go 33.
Oh, that's a lot more than 28. How many points did you say? 40?
43.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay, how many was scored last night?
All right, gentlemen, let's take a break. We'll come back with some fun.
Yeah, let's just do whatever Chip wants.
Okay, sounds
good.
See you
guys.
See you.
Bye. See you when Chip wants to come back.
So how do you find us on social media anyways?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay. Google.
I'm the old guy on the show. Facebook isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's weak.
White pages, yellow pages.
Okay, fair enough. So tell me, how do I find us on IG or Twitter?
You just type in Take It Like a Fan. Should pop up. We should be up top.
Tweet, tweet.
What?
I don't know.
takeitlikeafan.com.
I hear your phone go tweet, tweet all the time.
No, we have the website up at www.takeitlikeafan.com, or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Take It Like a Fan. Message us, DM us. You know the deal.
Just did a call out for sliding in the DMs. All right, we're good. All right, and we're back. Nothing's changed. Bucks still lost 38-3.
Why are you going to go there? Why?
Cash still got manager of the year.
He just got muted.
Why did what?
All right, but I was talking to Dog outside just a second ago, and we were talking about, like, I mean, another thing that hasn't changed is that they're still playing the busted-ass Trop, the Rays. And if COVID subsides or does anything here and we get back to regular baseball and regular games, I mean, we're still in the same old stadium that's been a topic of conversation, I think, for at least 8 to 10 years. Is that fair to say?
I would say since 98.
2008.
Yeah, roughly. I mean, we all know that the Trop is, like, even sinking, isn't it? Isn't it, like, sinking?
St. Pete's sinking.
Well, you could say that.
Who knows?
But
Bo knows.
Dog said to me outside that, well, the owner, you know, he's just got, you know, plenty of time to go watch the Mets games and stuff like that. And I questioned that. And I said, are you telling me that the owner of our team goes to watch other teams play when we're not playing?
He's a
big Mets fan. You can look it up, too. There's videos of it. When we play the Yankees, say we have a 1 o'clock game and say the Mets play at 8 o'clock. They will show him on TV at the game.
Maybe it's just a love of baseball.
No, he's a Mets fan.
Really?
That's why he wants to move the team to Montreal, because it's right there.
Yeah.
He
what?
He feels like baseball's up there in the
You
kind of
wonder
Northeast.
What, just real quick, what keeps the Rays here? I mean, honestly, you go to the even
the
when
contract.
They're, but when they're
the fans,
yeah, that's the fans.
The fans
aren't really there in the
so
stadium.
They have the, they
I
have
know,
like the third
why.
Best viewing
even
audience
before all this.
You know, I told you they signed a $1.13 billion contract 2 years ago.
The
team has money.
Why doesn't he spend it on a badass stadium then?
He wants to spend.
He doesn't
it
even
there.
Spend
talking
it on
about
the roster.
Braves' new stadium.
He doesn't
Badass.
Even spend. I don't care what stadium. He doesn't even spend it on the roster.
Yeah, but I mean, they did.
I'd rather have a roster than a stadium. You'd get me a backyard wiffle ball field. I don't care what the stadium
I'd
is.
Like
play
to see
the
what
game.
Happened if Snell was still in the game.
I don't know. I'd like to see him stick around here. I don't want. If they do the split with Montreal. I mean,
it won't work. They're not doing this. The players won't do it.
I'll take it if that's what keeps
baseball
me,
here.
Yeah, baseball
no.
here. If not,
no. I don't want it.
Don't want it.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's not fair to the players. Not fair to the players.
I agree. But
I agree.
Dual citizenship? Frick that. Get out of here.
Yeah. Frick that.
Frick that. Trying to watch the F bombs. All right, gotcha. All right, who's going first? Let's have some fun. We got who is he? You got.
Would you rather?
You got Bo's bucking your brain busters, and I guess I got a couple.
I'll go first.
You're gonna go first.
Start it off, Bo.
Here we go.
Busted.
All right. And what city other than Tampa have the Buccaneers won the most games in? Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, New Orleans.
I'm going to say New Orleans.
I'm going to say Chicago.
incorrect. Both of you. Tampa Bay, which will play Motor City in week 15 of the season, has won 14 games in Detroit. It's most in any other city than its own.
There you go. Okay.
Touche.
Among running backs with at least 100 carries as a Buccaneer, who holds the team
Ernest Graham
for the best
I'm just kidding.
Yards per rush?
Ernest Graham.
Garrett Blunt, Warrick Dunn, Michael Pittman, Thomas Jones.
Thomas Jones might be one of those guys, but he didn't play too long. I think he played like a year and a half with this.
Give me the list again.
Garrett Blunt, Warrick Dunn, Michael Pittman, Thomas Jones.
You want to say Warrick Dunn.
LeGarrette Blount. He was a. I do not know why we got rid of him.
I understand, but then the same thing. I'm going to go off the charts and go with Pittman. Who is it?
Big Blount. LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount.
Nice.
You guys are both wrong. Thomas Jones barely edges out LeGarrette Blount with 4.58 to 4.55.
Not bad.
Which two players were the last pair of Buccaneers to each have five or more interceptions in the same season? Levante David, Keith Tandy, Rondé Barber, Brian Kelly, Donnie Abraham, John Lynch, Aqib Talib, Tanar Jackson.
Anything with Rondé Barber and interceptions, I'm going with that one.
I'm going to go Keith Tandy and Levante.
You guys are both wrong. Aqib Talib and Tanar Jackson both had five interceptions for the Buccaneers in 2009 season. Go Bucs.
Keith Candy, man. Candy, man.
Is that it?
You guys want three more?
I'll go for three more. Here we go.
Oh, I can't find it.
Which team did the Buccaneers beat by the widest margin, including the regular season, postseason games, during their 2002 Super Bowl season? Ravens, Bengals, Raiders, or Niners?
Ravens. Ravens. We skunked the Ravens.
We beat Bengals pretty bad, though, too. Yeah.
The Buccaneers had beaten the Bengals by 28 points in Week 4 of 2002 season.
I was at that
one
game.
More than their margin of victory in Super Bowl.
I got a great story about that, but I don't want to tell that one.
What was it then when we beat by the Ravens? We beat them 27 shit.
I was at that game, too. We beat them was the Johnny Unitas game.
And that'll be all for Buccaneers Bo Brainbusters, as you two have
that
a conversation.
That was the moment of silence for Johnny Unitas.
Really?
Yeah, in that game.
Nice.
All right, what you got
so
over there,
I think you guys have the past... I'd say I should be writing this down. Out of the past 5 weeks, and I've done my trivias, I think you guys have gotten a combined like two right.
No, you're
pretty
you're,
much same.
Here. Are you out of your skull?
Yeah. Well, you know what? So you guys didn't get one right, so I'm keeping them.
All right. What do you? Yeah.
Oh, for four.
Whatever.
What do you got?
Whatever. Let's jump into the who is he?
Who is he?
Who is he?
Drafted, well, he was undrafted in 2009 out of Southern Mississippi. Played offensive tackle, wore number 69, and he played for the Bucs from 2009 to 2019. Who is he?
Oh, God. I'm so bad with the offensive line.
Jeff Christie did not play last year.
I was just throwing a game out there, dude.
2009 to win?
2019.
10 years with the Bucs.
Damar Dotson.
Damar Dotson. D.D.
Ding, 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 ding. One for Bo. Zero for Chip.
Wow. Low
here
blow.
We go.
All right. Would you rather?
Nope.
Right. Would you rather wear a tent? No, I'm just kidding. Would you rather be the home team or away team in a meaningless game? So, like, build your a preseason game. Build your confidence on the road your confidence at home before jumping.
I'd rather get my crowd pumped. I'd rather be at home.
It just doesn't mean anything, so I don't care.
All right. Would you rather play offense first or defense first?
What do I play?
What do you mean?
What position do
like
I play?
I'm saying
if you're the coach, are you going to put your team out there for offense or
special
defense?
Special teams going out there first.
I'm going defense first.
Special teams goes first.
I understand that.
No, come on. Come on, smart ass.
I probably set the tone of my offense.
And would you rather defer going into the win? Or accept going
depends where I'm at. Like, it depends on the region of the country because those wins will shift. But you could go with the win in the first quarter, but by the fourth quarter, you're going against the win.
Take a look at
so now let's,
game.
Now let's tie that all into one.
Okay.
So with that being said, you guys would both rather be the Bucks home team. You guys both would rather have the ball first.
Uh-huh.
And you guys.
No, I want a defense first.
You want a defense
first. Yeah.
And you guys would both go with the win first
yes.
instead of against the win.
Yes. So we would have lost two.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much what happened on Sunday. Well, I got some stuff for you guys.
Say what?
This one I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm going to test your knowledge across the board. I think there's some golf and tennis in this bad boy, too.
Four.
And he tried to bust me earlier when he was looking at what I was looking at. And it's rivalries.
Rivalry.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a team or a name, and then I'm going to give you a list of four, and you tell me who the rivalry is. Okay. Like the first one's easy. Like I shouldn't even have to list the four names.
Okay. Sure.
Yankees.
Red Sox.
Red Sox.
That is correct.
Do I have to say dog?
Yes, you do have to say dog. I'm sorry, I did not go over the rules. That was just a trial run. So we are going on to the next question.
Three.
You have to say the name, your name, and then give your answer. I would suggest letting me finish. Packers, Bengals, Browns, Bills, Bears.
For what team?
What are we talking about?
Packers is the team. Who's their rival?
Oh, dog.
Okay.
The Bears,
that is correct. Auburn. Okay. Who is their rivalry? Stanford, Georgetown, Penn State, Alabama.
Dog. Alabama.
That is correct. That is two. Are you marking that down? No. Thank you. Soccer. Manchester United.
Bo. Manchester City.
Incorrect. AS Monaco, AC Milan, Liverpool, Bayern Munich.
Liverpool, dog.
That is correct.
Incorrect. You said the answer first. Alex
dog,
Trebek.
Liverpool.
Rest in peace.
Blackhawks, Avalanche, Panthers, Red Wings, Rangers.
Bo. Panthers. Or not Panthers. Oh.
Dog for the steal. Red Wings.
That is correct.
This guy is on fire tonight.
The Bulls. Magic, Knicks, Pistons, Lakers.
Dog.
Bo.
Dog.
Detroit Pistons.
That is correct. Steelers. Lions.
Bo. Damn. I just had it. Ravens.
That is correct. White Sox.
Bo.
Uh huh.
You're not even listening
Indians.
To the
Indians aren't even a choice, so that would be incorrect.
Ah, it's going to be Cubs.
Braves, Brewers, Rockies, Cubs.
Cubs.
That is correct. Lakers.
I'm like, hold on. I think it's 6-1.
It actually is with a zero. Lakers, Knicks, Heat, Bulls, Celtics.
Dog. Bo.
Okay, dog.
Can you repeat the answers?
Nope.
No, I cannot, sir.
Knicks, Heat,
it's
Celtics.
The Lakers.
Hold on. What was it? Who was the team?
I can't tell you the
team.
You
said the Lakers, right?
The Lakers is the team, yes.
Oh, Celtics.
That is correct. Argentina for soccer. Brazil, Spain, Portugal, Germany.
Dog. Okay. Portugal.
That is incorrect. Bo?
Spain.
Incorrect. Brazil. All right. Packers, we already did. Oh, no, it's a different one. Packers again. Bills, Titans, Vikings, Eagles.
Bo.
Okay.
Vikings.
That is correct. Redskins, Cowboys, Rams, Panthers,
Bo.
Falcons. Okay.
Cowboys.
That is correct. Oklahoma.
Bo.
College football. Yes.
No, I was just saying my name is Bo.
Okay. Duke, Baylor, Texas, Clemson.
Bo. Texas.
That is correct.
He's coming back.
Flyers. Hurricanes.
Dog.
Okay.
Rangers.
Not a choice. Hurricanes. Shit. Devils, Penguins, Sabres.
Sabres.
Bo.
What you got?
Devils.
No, Sabres.
Devils is incorrect. And also incorrect is the Penguins. Couple more. USC, college football. SMU, UConn, UCLA, Pittsburgh.
Bo.
Repeat.
Yeah, can you repeat?
Nope.
God, you should have
Come
won.
On.
USC?
Yeah.
UCLA?
That is correct. Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Blue Jays, Orioles, Cubs.
Bo.
Okay.
Cubs.
That's correct. Jets, Browns, Titans, Patriots,
dog.
Broncos.
Bo.
Dog.
Patriots.
That is correct. Mets.
Bo.
Dog.
Okay.
Yankees.
That is correct. Boxing, Ali.
Dog. Frazier.
That is correct. Giants.
Dog.
Yep.
Jets.
Nope. Chiefs, Cowboys, Packers, Falcons.
Cowboys. Dog.
Cowboys.
Oh, that is correct. Soccer, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Chelsea, Manchester United.
Bo, Chelsea.
That is incorrect.
Barcelona.
No.
Barcelona's the team.
And then
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
That is correct.
You're an idiot, Bo.
College football, Michigan, Pitt, USC. Oh. Okay.
Ohio State.
That is correct.
You shouldn't be giving us the choices. I think I do a lot better.
All right, let's try the last ones here without saying it. Well, this one you're not going to get. Tennis, Nadal.
Dog. Bah. Federer. Dog.
Federer.
Federer.
That is correct. College football, Stanford.
Dog. Harvard.
Incorrect.
I was going off of how high?
Stanford, USC?
University of California, Berkeley.
UCal.
Bird for the NBA.
Bo.
Dog.
Bo.
Larry.
Well, it's Larry Bird, yes.
Magic Johnson.
That is correct.
Yes, that's all dog. In your face, take it like a fan.
Rangers. Islanders, Capitals, Wings, Bruins.
Bo.
Okay.
Islanders.
That is correct. And last three. Duke.
Bo.
Got it. Come on.
Kentucky.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You say Kentucky?
I say
no,
Kentucky.
Kansas.
Is incorrect?
Kansas.
Incorrect. North Carolina.
North Cal. Tar Heel.
Tennis. Sampras.
Dog. Oh, Bo.
Dog.
Agassi.
Agassi.
Agassi is correct. College football, Nebraska.
Bo. Okay. Cornhuskers.
Nebraska.
What?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Incorrect. Oklahoma, Duke, Miami, Temple.
Oklahoma.
That is correct.
Why are you saying the answers for me?
Golf, Nicholas.
Bo.
Okay.
Woods.
Incorrect.
It wasn't even my turn.
Bo?
Oh, man. What's his
McEnroe,
name?
McEnroe, Laver, Becker, or Palmer?
Palmer. Palmer. Correct.
Scoreboard.
Dodgers.
Dog.
Dog.
What, hold on. What Dodgers are we talking about?
The Dodgers.
The Brooklyn Dodgers?
No.
Or the L.A. Dodgers?
L.A. Dodgers.
L.A. Angels.
The Angels are not a choice. Cardinals, Giants, Indians, White Sox.
Bo, Cardinals.
Ah.
That is incorrect.
Giants?
That is correct.
Bullseye.
College football, Navy.
Dog. Yep. Army.
Correct. Devils for the NHL. Rangers,
dog.
Senators, Bruins, Maple Leafs.
Dog, Rangers.
That is correct. And tennis. Venus Williams.
Bo.
Dog.
Go.
Serena Williams.
Whoop, whoop.
Correct. And the last one for the Olympics. United States.
Usain
France,
Bolt.
China, Russia, Canada.
Dog.
What you got?
Hold on. You said, can you repeat the...
France, China, Russia, Canada.
China.
China?
It all comes from China.
That is incorrect. Bo, for the steal and
Canada.
The win.
Canada. Canada.
What's more? What are my options again?
I'm not repeating it.
Canada.
That is incorrect. It is Russia.
I win.
Oh, Russia.
You guys are terrible.
Mother Russia. Well, I mean, the Olympics comes around once every 4 years. It got canceled this year. I mean, I would have been up on my Olympics.
It was summer this year, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. I guess that's it for the day, but we got to talk a little bit about the contest. As you know, my team is already picked for FanDuel, so you guys know. I sent you the link so you guys can get your team in before the weekend, and then we can see who wants to go with who. I'm sure they're going to go with me since I'm up right now, I think, 4.5 points.
Why?
I'm at 4.5. You're at 2. He's at 1, so I'm up 2.5 points.
A blind squirrel finds a nut once or twice,
well,
too.
I keep finding it. Yeah. I keep finding it.
Yeah.
But the website, we're going to add a contact form to the website, name, email, phone number. We'll be posting the promo. I believe that she has it ready for us to post on all social medias and the website. Got lots of good giveaways, lots of good memorabilia. Just trying to get her name out there. Let's have some fun with it.
So are we going to talk about the giveaways?
What do you got?
We got a mini helmet signed. We got 3 of them. One by JPP, one by Devin White, and one by Shaq Barrett.
I want the Barrett.
We got the mini gold glove. Signed by Kevin Kiermaier with
Outlaw.
His nickname Outlaw on it. And we got the Kucherov puck and stick.
All signed by Kuch. And by the puck,
Cooch.
I think, was the 25th anniversary. Cooch. That was a good one, too.
You got to like and follow our pages on Instagram and Twitter. Share the pages.
And then find the contact form. You got to get us your name, your phone number, and your email so we can reach out to everybody. I think we're running the contest from, let's see, I know we started it this past Thursday. We are going through till December, I want to say it was like the 17th or something like that. We're just going to see how many we can get, and we'll keep going and going. But I think our first giveaway will be somewhere right around Thanksgiving.
Those all are really good Christmas gifts, too.
Stocking stuffers.
Stocking stuffers.
That's a way to put it. Hard to put a football helmet into a stocking, but whatever.
Or
yeah,
you can just put it in your own shrine room.
Keep it in your man cave. All right, guys. What are our phone numbers? What do we got, dog?
281-334-8000.
Well, this guy just totally biffed it. Yeah. But you can always text us at 727-388-1644. Ask about the giveaway. Or you can always call us at 844-542-4111.
Are you still with us, Bo?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's zoning out right now.
No, I'm just trying to get my FanDuel team getting to going so I can create my own squad or
listen,
followers.
My squad's already in. So real quick before we go, I'm going to go ahead and share with you guys.
Your squad.
My squad. Because it's already locked in. So I need to
pick my squad. And
I don't
want
to change. Don't need to change. I'm good to go. Yeah, dude, I'm good. Watch. Where's my teams? Upcoming. Show me something good. Here we go.
Show me the money.
I took Brady as my quarterback because I needed the money. I needed the money for everything else. Just stop. Just pay attention. Alvin Kamara. Connor. Pittsburgh. My receivers. I went ahead. Evan's got to do something. I took Tyler Boyd, Cincinnati. I took Slayton, the Giants. I took Ingram, the Giants. And then for my defense, I took the Bucks. And then I'm telling you right now, the sleeper is your boy E. Sanders with New Orleans going back to his old home at San Francisco.
Is that what you think, huh?
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Unreal.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see about that one.
Yeah, we will see. As I'm telling you right now, that's a 200-plus point lineup right there.
200-plus point, huh?
200-plus right there. All day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let's see what you guys come up with. But again, find us on the website effective probably Thursday this week. Same day we're posting this episode. So I'll have that ready to rock. And I know we got some pictures of the memorabilia. Look for it online. Take it like a fan. Instagram, Twitter. What are those numbers one more time there, dog? I know it's 727.
We got the 727-388-1644, and that is the text line. And the studio line is 844-542-4111.
Perfect. Take it like a fan.
See ya.
We out.